Thank you very much. I'm Bernard Joins. Is God a respecter of persons? A friend of mine was preaching in a gospel meeting, and one night he quoted Acts 10:34 and said, God is no respecter of persons. And another night he mentioned that only members of the Church of Christ, the one that Jesus built, can be saved because Christ is the Savior of the church. He doesn't promise to save anyone or anything else. But according to such reasoning, God is a respecter of persons if He saves only those in the Church of Christ. And when we stop and think about it, we need to take a look at that and see what sense in which God is no respecter of persons, and what sense He is a respecter of persons. But as we said in Acts 10:34, where He said, I have a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation, he that feareth Him and worketh righteousness is acceptable to Him. Peter's teaching, beyond a doubt, that God is no respecter of persons. He was preaching to a Gentile audience for the first time, and he is saying that God makes no difference between Jew and Gentile. But any man is acceptable to God provided he fears God and works righteousness. That is, he keeps the commandments of God. So God is no respecter of persons as to who a person is, whether rich, poor, bond, free, male, female, Jew, Greek, educated, uneducated, rich or poor. And, of course, this is further supported in Galatians 3, verses 26 through 29. But on the other hand, God does respect the person who fears Him and works righteousness. He says so. And David said, let my tongue sing of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. In Psalms 119, verse 172. And Samuel said to Saul, thou hast done foolishly. Thou hast not kept the commandment of Jehovah thy God, which he commanded thee. For now would Jehovah have established thy kingdom upon Israel forever. 1 Samuel 13:13. And Peter said, he that would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile, and let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers or supplication. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. 1 Peter 3:10-12. So the Lord respects some people, and some he does not respect. Paul said, he became unto all them that obey him the author of eternal salvation, in Hebrews 5 and verse 9. Jesus is the author of salvation, but he's not the author of salvation to those who refuse to obey him. In this, he does respect persons. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8 and verse 32. And Paul said that God would have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. 1 Timothy 2 and verse 4. Thus it is necessary for a man to know the truth to be saved. But some men refuse to accept the truth or even learn what the truth says. Even while Jesus preached to them, some closed their eyes and stopped their ears. In Matthew 13:15, God, therefore, respects those who will hear and obey the truth, and he rejects those who will not. Paul said to the Roman Christians that God will render to every man according to his deeds or works. To them, by patient well-doing, seek for glory and honor and incorruption, eternal life. Romans 2, verses 6 and 7. Eternal life will be the reward of a Christian. But unto them that are factious, and obey not the truth, but obey unrighteousness, shall be wrath and indignation, tribulation and anguish upon the soul of every man that worketh evil. In Romans 2, 8 and 9. In all of these scriptures, we learn that God respects some men, and some he does not respect. He respects those who fear him and work righteousness, those who love and obey the gospel of the Lord Jesus. But those who obey the gospel become Christians. And these constitute the Church of Christ. That's what the church is, the saved. And the Lord adds the saved to the church. That's the reason why the church is composed of the saved. Therefore, all the saved are in the church, Acts 2 and verse 47. So God respects those who are members of His church, and He respects those who are not members of the church, but He doesn't respect them in the way that He does those who are in the church. And, in fact, we would say that He rejects those who refuse to obey the truth. But strictly speaking, God does not respect persons, but He does respect character. Every man is a creator of his own character. And some men have Christian characters, or are Christian characters, and some are not. Because some men obey the gospel and live by God's word, and some do not. God no longer respects a man because he is a Jew, but He does respect the character that fears and obey Him. And the book of Ecclesiastes ends by saying the whole duty of man is to fear God and keep His commandments. So when we say that God is no respecter of persons, then we need to clarify how God uses this in the Scripture. Thank you for listening today.